The following is a class given by His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami on March 2nd, 1999 in Sridhar Mayapur. The class was given during a Gorpaneem festival.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Mukakaroti Vachalam Pangolam Gayate Giringat Kipat Mahangbande Sri Guru Minatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the Falgun Purnima in the lunar eclipse. According to calculation, that was the 27th of February. Prabhupada always told us that Lord Chaitanya's appearance was within the recorded history. Sometimes when we talk about Krishna and the previous avatars, it's so far in the past that modern historians like to try to put it into some kind of nebulous status. But although the faithful, they believe everything given in the Vedas, they accept all the histories given in the Puranas, there are others who try to speculate and make it all relative. The Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada brought up that, well, Lord Chaitanya's appearance, it's only 500 years ago. The biographies of it were written either in his presence or just immediately after. The places where he went, they're still there. His birthplace is there. Here, he used to come with his kirtan party over this land. So therefore, people should accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities fully. His pastimes are all transcendental. At least for those who don't believe in transcendence, they're certainly all historically verified. Just to bring things into some kind of a Western context, according to the English parampara of kings, the dynastic rule of their kings, Edward V was in 1483, Richard III in 1483 to 1485, and Henry VII was the ruling monarch when Lord Chaitanya appeared from 1485 to 1509. When Lord Chaitanya disappeared from the world, the ruling monarch was Henry VIII. He was the one that came crazy, right? Henry VIII? Oh, he changed that. Oh, he broke away. Anyway. So anyway, just like people are still talking about these English monarchs and the history they made, there was the same time Lord Chaitanya. Another famous thing that happened was Christopher Columbus so-called discovered the Americas when Lord Chaitanya was 6 years old. So, we're discussing someone who's well within our recorded history, but his activities have been mysterious. People have not understood about Lord Chaitanya's activities. It is Prabhupada who has brought this pastimes of Lord Chaitanya for the first time to the Western world. I remember one time as the Calcutta president, one newspaper wanted to do a book review of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but they wanted it to be reviewed by a Christian priest. So they asked me to give two volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I gave volume one, Adilila, and I gave the last volume of the Antilila. After reading that, he never wrote the review. I heard later after that he wanted to read the rest of the book. The people that don't understand all of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are very secretive because he's Channa Avatar. He's the supreme devotee. He's the Lord who came down as a devotee. In the Chaitanya Mangal Sutra Kanda, there's a pastime that explains how Lord Chaitanya, one of the reasons why he agreed to come, where Narada Muni was traveling over the world in Dwapara Yuga, and he saw that people were starting to become lusty. They were starting to argue with each other. They even were mistreating each other in simple dealing, things that you never saw before in Dwarpa Yuga, except for, you know, a few rare demons. Generally, people were very pious, and they were not so much inclined towards sense gratification. When you start seeing these symptoms, just like it's daylight, but you start to see as the sun begins to go close to setting, it gets cooler, the heat intensity is not there, the light changes a bit. So he was seeing these changes, and he understood that Lord Chaitanya was about to leave the world, rather Lord Krishna. And he was very worried that when Lord Krishna leaves, Kali Yuga begins. So what is going to happen? So he went, decided to go to see Krishna and Dwarka and ask him what was happening. This is a long pastime, I'll just shorten it. Krishna, that happened at that time, he was sent a message, he wanted to go to Rukmini's palace. He was in Satyabhama's palace. Rukmini made a wonderful reception, all kinds of arrangements when Krishna came. And she had all the children well decorated, had brahmanas chanting mantras, had a musical band there, had auspicious articles like sugar cane stalks, like banana trees with the fruit, everything auspicious to welcome the coming of the Lord to her house, to her palace. When the Lord came, she pushed her children forward to embrace him and give garlands. You got in those in public, even a queen won't embrace the king. They had the children do the reception in public. But then suddenly she took Krishna's feet and held them to her bosom. And she was just looking at his lotus face and holding his lotus feet, she started to cry. And And Krishna was perplexed. Why I'm arriving? Why she's crying? Why would she cry? I'm in this like happy moment, you know, reception, wonderful, great, joyous occasion, and she's holding his lotus feet and she's crying, like she's feeling separation or something. So what's wrong? Why are you crying? Did some servant mistreat you? You know, did the one of the children, you know, not be properly respectful? What happened? Why is it that you are crying? And then he like this was speculating and giving different things, and she is just looking at him and incredulously at Krishna. You know, my dear Lord, you know everything going on in the universe. You know what Shiva is doing in Kailash. You know what Brahma is doing in Satyaloka. You know everything that's going on. Is the only thing you don't know what your devotee feels for you? Is this the only thing beyond your gochara, beyond your ability to grasp? I know that Radharani, she knows what I'm feeling today. But it seems you don't know. What the music? And Krishna, not many people tell him that he doesn't know something, you know. What do you mean? I mean, of course I know what you're feeling. I mean, I know what all my devotees are feeling. Devotees are my inner heart, but I mean, why? What do you mean? Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Tell me. You see, my Lord, why shouldn't I cry? You come in my house today, but any moment you may leave me again, and I'll be bereft of your presence. If you promise me that you will never leave my palace, then I won't cry. Then I know that when Krishna picked her up, my palace, Kshatriya, so with his queen, he quickly jumped up, quick, let's change the subject now, and go and receive Lord, or rather, Gurudev, Narada Muni. So they gave a raised seat for Narada Muni. Naturally, as all Vedic etiquette provides, whenever the Guru arrives, you have to wash his lotus feet, offer him, Lord Krishna offered a lamp and flowers and everything, and fanned him, preserving all the Vedic etiquette, which is part of human culture. But he saw that Narada Muni was quivering and shaking, and he was like uneasy. And he said, I can't believe it. You're always dhira, sthira. You're always completely controlled, passive. Today I see you in so much of a condition. What is happening? What a day. My queen says, I don't know what my devotees feel. My guru is in an agitated, uneasy. What? Tell me why you are disturbed. I've never seen you disturbed, Narada Muni. I tell you, I'm very disturbed because I see the symptoms of the world that any day you may be leaving us and Kali Yuga will begin, and I'm worried what will happen to the conditioned souls. How will they be delivered when you leave this planet? Then Lord Krishna, he said, what a day. All right. Since you are worried about what will happen to the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, and my queen is saying, I don't know what my devotee feels for me, then I hereby declare that I will appear in the age of Kali as my own devotee, so that I will know what the devotee feels for me. I'll become my own devotee, and I will distribute to everyone love for Krishna freely as a devotee. If I go to Siddhana Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. So in this way, Lord Krishna revealed that he would come when Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were living here in Navadvipam. They had come from Srihatta and came over here. Visarup appeared. So at that time, in the month of Magha, another holy month, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. Jagannath Mishra said to Sachi Mata, "I'm seeing a wonderful thing. Your body is effulgent. It appears as if the goddess of fortune is now staying personally in my home." What happened was, Jagannath Mishra and his mind came, Lord Chaitanya then went to his heart. From his heart it went into the heart of Sachi Mata. And from her heart it went to the womb. It was an immaculate conception, as it's called by some religion. It was completely a transcendental transference. And as long as Mother Sachi was carrying Lord Gauranga inside her, she was effulgent. People, they were coming and offering respect to Jagannath Mishra. They were giving him money. He was a poor brahmana. They were barely just pulling on, giving some lessons, getting some dakshin, living in a simple way. But as a brahmana, he never sacrificed his principles and tried to go for making more money in some other unrelated business. Rather, he continued working as a brahmana. But suddenly, when Lord Chaitanya was present in the home, in the womb of Mother Sachi, everyone was giving him presents, riches, clothing. "Oh, Jagannath Mishra, I feel like giving you some money here." "So why is this? He's like goddess of fortune has come to my house." And Sachi Mata also said, "Yes, I'm seeing brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if they're offering prayers." Jagannath Mishra then he explained how everyone has, how he saw the Lord enter his heart. Like this, Mother Sachi was carrying Lord Gauranga for 13 months. And then finally on the auspicious day today, at the most in the Singha Lagna, a very auspicious moment, then Lord Chaitanya of Mahaprabhu appeared. That'll be tonight at the moonrise. At that time, everybody was chanting the holy names. Krishna! Govinda! Haribo! Haribo! Everyone was chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Even the Muslims, I listen to those Hindus all chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare." All were chanting, "Haribo, Haribo, Haribo." What is all this? So everyone, whether in fun or whether seriously, they're all chanting the holy names. Because when the lunar eclipse is there, it's considered auspicious. So all the brahmanas and devotees would go to the Ganga and they'd be up in the water. And when you're in the water, they were chanting loudly. There was some kind of propaganda by the smartas that you shouldn't chant the holy name except when you're in the Ganga. So since it was a lunar eclipse, everyone went to the Ganga and everyone was chanting the holy names. Even all the ladies, they were vibrating the holy name. Here on earth, they're all chanting. Ladies, Haribo! Not only the ladies on earth, the ladies in the heavenly planets, they were also chanting, Haribo! So like this, everybody, the whole universe was vibrating. The devas were curious to see the Lord. They quickly came down, transformed themselves, looking like brahmanas and brahmanis, and came with the crowd to see the golden baby who was born to Mother Sachi. Especially brahmanis was a good way. Men were not allowed to go into the birth house. So the lady brahmanas could go, brahmanis, and they could see. And they were giving gifts, and they were seeing the golden form of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, Gaurhari, he appeared here in Avadip Dham and made everything auspicious. Like that, just like the sun and the moon rise from the east, and then they go all over the world. Like that, the comparison giving Lord Chaitanya is like the rising moon of mercy coming from the east, but his illumination will cover over the entire world. So Srila Prabhupada took that moonlight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vani, brought it all over the world, giving everyone this pure message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We heard wonderfully from Manu Maharaj about the significance of the appearance of the Lord, esoteric, external, the various reasons for his appearance. So we should rejoice in that appearance. That's why all day long we do chanting, because everyone was chanting on the time of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And when the Lord appeared, they also performed Abhishek, so we're performing Abhishek. When we do the Abhishek tonight, I want to get everyone's cooperation to help in chanting different mantras and make it a tumultuous spiritual vibration in the temple during that Abhishek. I'll give details just before the Abhishek begins. While the appearance of the Lord was going on Navadip, all the devotees all over the whole world, they were all feeling ecstatic. In Shantipur, Advaita Goswami, he just started to dance in ecstasy. Nobody could understand why he was dancing. He took Haridas Thakur with him, embraced him, and they began chanting and dancing. Haribo! Haribo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Advaita Acharya was so blissful, he went to the Ganga, took his bath, and in his mind he gave huge donations to everyone. With mental strength he was giving out charity to people. That's why where you're sitting here from 12 on, we'll be distributing prasadam. Those who'd like to participate, you can also help Advaita Goswami giving prasad. Prabhupada said that those who are fasting, they won't eat. They'll come tomorrow, we'll again be distributing tomorrow. Those who don't fast, might as well let them take prasadam. Better than eating garbage outside. They came to the temple, let them get some prasad. So like this, everyone, Haridas Thakur said, why you are chanting and dancing in so much ecstasy, Advaita Acharya, there must be some reason. Yes, the reason, of course, was Lord Krishna had come, as he predicted, come here in the Kali Yuga, and manifesting his pastimes. When the Mother Ganga was coming down from the Himalayas, down from the upper planets, and after she was re-manifested by Janumuni, and again she started moving down, she only went a little distance and then she stopped right opposite our, right opposite here, somewhere opposite our temple, temple of the birthplace, somewhere in Bidarhi, she stops. And Bhagi Maharaj says, you know, it's been a rough trip. He took the Ganges down, Chandamuni, drunk up the Ganges. Now the Ganges not moving, he just stopped. He goes to see the wall of water. And he dug the bed. And he went up to Ganga and was praying, meditating, Ganga, why aren't you moving? Why are you standing there? Why is, you know? And then the Ganga appeared and revealed, it's almost Gaur Purnima. I'm waiting for Gaur Purnima. I want to be here on the sacred Gaur Purnima day. Then after that, I'll move onwards towards the ocean. So even the Ganga personally is here, Gaur Purnima day. That's why it's auspicious to take a bath. But please be careful. Take this Gaur Purnima day as the greatest opportunity to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Hear from the Vaishnavas, chant Hare Krishna, read Chaitanya Charitamrita, distribute the prasadam. Some people will take their spiritual birth today. Whatever it is, simply get absorbed in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, participate in the continuous chanting in the Panchatattva temple. Do as much service you can do, because you get 1,000 times the benefit for everything you do. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.